The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. I have to express just a word of gratitude for the wonderful gestures of welcome and expressions of hospitality as I arrive here at the Diocese of Juneau for the announcement that Pope Benedict XVI has named me the next bishop. I have to tell you that I could not have chosen a better reading for today than what was provided, you know, for our first reading. It is just amazing. Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. And so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God. I worked as the director of vocations for the Diocese of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, and I would always say to the young men who were thinking about a priestly vocation that if you're going to say yes to the Lord, hold on to your seat. You're going for a ride. I never thought that my yes to the Lord would lead me to Juneau. But what a wonderful ride. And truly an opportunity of blessing for me. I'm humbled by the thoughts that Pope Benedict XVI would place confidence in me to lead and to shepherd this wonderful local church of the Diocese of Juneau. And as Scripture says, I come recognizing my own weakness, my own limitations. I've never been a bishop before. I need your prayers. And at the same time, I need to know God's grace, you know, that God's going to fill me and to be guiding me as I attempt to provide apostolic ministry to this diocese. I recognize that it is only by God's grace that we're going to do what we're called to do as disciples of the Lord. And so we will work together in doing that. I'm mindful of the fact that there's a need to be very patient with me. And as I learn much, and my goal is indeed to learn and to know and to love the people of this diocese and to embrace the wonderful culture that makes up this diocese, to be mindful that he's going to call us to be instruments. I'll never forget one day as I went back to a parish where I was assigned as parochial vicar, that I was asked to do a wedding. And it was after the wedding rehearsal that I had a chance to visit with some of the parishioners who I had served. And I was going to the car to get into the car to go to a wedding rehearsal dinner. When all of a sudden, a woman ran up from behind. She said, "Father," she said, "I just want to thank you for the time that you came to visit me in the hospital." And so I recognized her, but I didn't know her name. And she gave me, of course, that hint that she was in the hospital. And I visited her. And what did I say? I said, "Well, you look great." And I'm thinking, "Lord, please help me. I don't even remember her name." And she said to me, she said, "Father, I still remember how you came to my hospital room and prayed with me and anointed me." And she's welling up in tears as she's sharing this. And in doing so, she said, "And when you anointed me on the hands and on the forehead, and how you prayed for those who serve at the hospital, you prayed for me and for my family." She said, "From that moment on, I recognized God's presence. I had a sense of peace. I had a sense of God's consolation. And Father, I never had the chance to thank you for that." And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, she's recalling vividly what happened in those moments. And I don't even remember her name. And it was that night before I went to bed, I just simply, you know, had a chance to pray in thanksgiving and to say to the Lord, "Lord, any time you want to use me as your instrument, use me as your instrument." And I think that that's what we all say as we come before God. "Lord, any way that I can be used by you in order to bring about your presence, your love, your peace, your mercy to this world, Lord, please do so." And then as the Diocese of Juneau, my friends, let us pray that the Lord will bestow his Holy Spirit upon us so that indeed we can be a reflection of God's love in this world. Let us pray that we will continue to advance the gospel message and bring forth the mission of the church, recognizing that we're all called to be his instruments. All called, yet differently, but called to bring forth the body of Christ, Christ's image in this world. I have to say, as I reflected on today's homily, I was ever so struck and ever so grateful for the reading that was chosen for the entire church this day that just speaks volumes. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God. Amen.